Blackstone Audio presents 21, The Final Unfinished Voyage of Jack Aubrey by Patrick O'Brien. Editor's Note. When Patrick O'Brien died in early January 2000, he left 65 handwritten pages of the untitled 21st novel in the Aubrey Maturin series. He had also begun typing the same material and had made revisions to the typescript. The printed version of 21, presented here, follows the author's revised typescript, with the correction of a few obvious omissions and errors of spelling. But it is not to be supposed that these pages are exactly as O'Brien would have wanted them to be in a final draft, or had he seen proofs of his book. There are occasional word repetitions and rhyming echoes, how he abhorred these, that he would surely have caught on subsequent readings. The typescript ends in mid-sentence. Starling Lawrence. Chapter 1. Stephen Maturin squared up to his writing desk once more. He had been called away to attend to one of the ship's boys, who in the lightness of his heart had contrived to stun himself in the foretop by taking the maul from its place, tossing it to a considerable height, and so misjudging the revolutions as it fell that the massive head struck him down, speechless and unnaturally pale. Stephen dressed the wound, such as it was, more bruise than blood and no bone broken, and said to his loblolly boy, "Tell Dr. Jacob, when he comes back, that this boy is to have no grog for the next 3 days, and tomorrow he may keep his hammock." Dr. Jacob, the surgeon's mate, was away visiting friends aboard the frigate's tender, the rapid and windwardly Chesapeake schooner Ringle, and Stephen glanced in her direction, fine on the starboard bow, before going down from the brilliance of noon to the comparative...